This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You mentioned earlier, BT.
Yeah.
That the game that we had scheduled for a while now, this is dating back to December. That Mitchell and Fort Lee said, you guys are in May 16th.
Did he bring that up the night that we went to Saturday Night's Main Event? Was that the night that he actually brought it up to us?
Yeah, in December.
It was,
because
right?
Hoff and I were driving with him. He drove us to the event.
I know.
On the island. We met you there.
Yes.
And that was the night that we brought it up. I talked to one of his friends who has the season tickets with. He's like, oh, we'd love to have you guys.
Okay.
So we went and rearranged it. He got more tickets so we could get Hoff involved. So this has been a long time in the making.
It has been.
And you said, in case anybody missed it, in case you missed anything, check out on the Free Odyssey app, you had said because the Knicks play a Game 6 or are scheduled to play a possible Game 6 against Boston, that if a Game 6 does take place, you no longer want to go anymore to the Yankees and Mets opening game there, that Subway Series game that Friday night, the return of Juan Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that, I've already had people hit me up saying that they would take your spot.
I'm going to need some names before. I'll play the game here, but I'm going to need some names. Just try to jump in my spot
the
here.
The first one was Hector in Washington Heights. He was all
I like Hector. Okay, who else?
And then
Are there station people or no?
No.
Okay,
station people,
doesn't bother
I think actually C-Mac might be going already.
Okay.
So there's a good group of people going already.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mitchell himself said, hey, I heard BT doesn't want to go, and you may not be.
Well, that's not a fair characterization. BT doesn't want to go.
And then he goes, you may not want to go really either. Let me know, I'll sell the tickets. So Mitch, because he could make.
Maybe Mitch lost a couple bets. He's trying to get some money back. It doesn't seem like he wants to go anymore. He's trying to sell everybody's tickets.
He could make good bank on that.
Yeah, he could.
But you could. I think the challenge should be to you, test your belief in this Knicks team. If you truly believe there is going to be a game six.
Okay.
Now maybe you wait for after tonight. Maybe at some point this week you make that decision. When is game three? Saturday?
Saturday at 3:30.
Right. But when do you think would be a fair time to make a decision, being that the game is, it feels like it's still so long away. It's next week.
Okay. It is crazy that it's
right?
Next
Mets,
week.
Right, Mets, Yanks, Soto next week? Oh man.
I'm actually going to the stadium a couple days after that with our town. We do a whole big thing.
Oh.
So I'm going to be at the stadium either way. I think Tuesday, whatever.
I got to start getting out of some of these games. I haven't been yet to
the Mets. I know. All right. Though the weather's been awful. I'll give you the answer today. I don't need to wait. I'll give you the answer today. So I met Mitchell once.
Yeah.
I've spoken to him on the phone with the show a few times.
Yeah.
We were trying to get together on something else. I think it was, with the SUVs. Remember that?
Yeah,
for Cole's birthday?
Yeah.
So we were texting and stuff.
I think I've seen a whole game or something.
Yep. Rather than one big party bus, I thought maybe I'll get a couple of big, but whatever. So I spoke to him then, but I met him once. So I've met Mitchell once. I've worked with you for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
I have worked with Hoff, going back to the relationship
four
with Tiki, for
so
about 4 years here. I have been a Knick fan since Bernard King. Have fun. Get the tickets away. I ain't coming.
You're out.
I'm out. Knicks.
Now,
easiest decision I ever made.
I'm out. Just let
the record show. I will not come back in.
Knicks win it in five.
If the Knicks lose in five or win in five, I will not say, oh, wait, I wasn't thinking clearly. No, I really want to come. I understand what I'm doing right now.
Did the Knicks give you an out to an event that maybe you didn't really want to go to anyway?
Why would you say that?
Well, because it's a hassle going in the games.
No, an event that I don't really want to go to is something that my wife drags me to. Not to go and have, you know.
Well, I was asking the question.
Surfsides with you hammerheads to watch the Yankees or the Mets.
I was just making sure. Because even, like, I admit, like, oh, God, I don't really want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a part of me.
Well, you wouldn't feel welcome in the Bronx?
No, not that. Well, although maybe that's a part of it. I just don't want to deal with that. But, like, going to a game on Friday, like, there's a lot that.
I've thought about that as well. Okay. But not to the point where it would dissuade me not to go. I know it's going to be nuts, man. I mean. Like,
but you don't.
Are you going to wear a Mets jersey, by the way? You have to.
No.
You're not.
I'm 1,000% not. I will not wear a Mets.
Why?
I just don't want.
Huff, are you going to wear a Mets jersey?
I'm not looking
to
instigate or agitate.
He will. He's got the balls to do it.
I mean, I would, but I'm.
You're not either?
I've done it before. I've done it before many times. I don't think it's the smart thing.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
To do more attention.
Now, we'd be fine there, but maybe walking out, going to the car, still a little late.
No need to do it.
Okay, so.
Unless Soto sends me something himself, you know what I'm saying? Maybe then I wear a Soto jersey. I don't have a new Soto jersey. That would be the one that I would wear.
How about we start with getting Mendy on the show before Soto actually sends you a jersey?
I know it's not going to happen. I'm just saying.
All right, so, I get it. This is a risk, but this is a calculation on my part.
Yeah.
We're getting a game six. There's no doubt in my mind. So, now I'm not so sure I felt that before they won the other night. It's going to be a game six, which means I will be, and it's a night game, and it's a Friday night, which means I will be in my backyard with my son, and hopefully my Jen and my daughter as well, probably after baseball practice, and I'll have a fire pit, and I will be watching the Knicks on my glorious outdoor TV, looking at my arborvitaes every time Jalen Brunson sticks a three in Tatum's face.
All right, so you are officially
out. I know what I'm leaving on the table, dude, and I know I could get burned, but I'm a Knick guy.
You don't feel any loyalty to or the commitment to Mitch and went out of his way?
I do. I do. That's why I said if he needs me to pay him, I will.
You know, Mitch, he helped me move some couches not too long ago. He brought the Christmas. Yeah.
No, he didn't. You didn't tell me about this. I know about the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
What happened with the couches?
I needed help moving the couches. We got a new furniture set or whatever. It was a few weeks ago. And I was like,
this was after the Christmas tree?
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, okay.
Well, you can't abandon him. I mean, he's basically your servant. I'm just kidding, Mitch. He's a great guy. I know he's so well intentioned, and I really do like him. And I met him. He's a sweetheart. This is the Knicks, dude.
And now maybe we trade a Yankee fan. As you have pulled out of this event, May 16th, for a Mets fan.
I don't know if that's allowed. I'm going to have to get with Mitch here, and the other stipulation might be that I will give up that ticket no matter what, even if there's not a game six, but it cannot go to a Mets fan. That's going to be a stipulation.
I don't know if you have any say in the matter now. You have now pulled out.
I think that, you know, Mitchell might appreciate a text from me.
Yes, I'm sure he would.
I think he would be
maybe a call on the way
pretty
home.
Feel pretty good about that. Tickles fancy a little bit.
Let him
remember what's going on here.
Say thanks, but
I didn't even think about it. Like that does matter. Like to me, because I'm so loud, and like Hoff is loud, and you're loud, but and I, Like, if there's, I can't let 300 fans.
I'm not going to be loud and rowdy at the game.
I would be.
I don't get that in me. I mean,
I wouldn't be cursing at Soto, but you don't, dude, can you imagine walking to our seats?
I might be cursing at Soto. I mean, you might.
But think about this. Like, I think you're under this illusion that, like, we're going to be living in this cloak of anonymity. Like, if we go, I guess you're still going. We would be besieged, whether it's people who love you and hate you or love me.
Yeah.
This Soto-Met-Yankee dynamic? You think we're just going to slip in, especially, watch the game, and go home?
Especially in right field right there.
Don't forget about it.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom, go get a beer, go get food. It's just, we're going to be crazy.
Oh, you're going to be home watching the Knicks.
Game six. Win.
Subway Series, return of
Soto. I've seen a million Subway Series.
I've seen plenty of Game 6, unfortunately, for the Knicks.
I've also seen
20 years ago.
Hey, by the way, I've also seen a lot of opposing right fielders hitting .246.
Oh,
not that I haven't seen, buddy.
There you go. All right. BT, I'm hoping to catch a home run ball from Soto, although he doesn't hit those wall scrapers. When he actually hits them.
Usually oppo.
Yeah.
Now, I will be totally honest here. It hurts that I have to do this. I hate that I have to do this.
All kidding aside, from a sports fan perspective, it does suck that we have two.
You're not going to watch the Knicks game. You can tell me. I know you're going to try.
No, if I
you're not going to enjoy it.
If I go to the game, I'm not going to be able to watch the Knicks game the way that I would want to.
I cannot function like that. Not with a Knicks playoff game. No way. Not
I'm,
round
I'm
two.
Big
no
on that
way.
With football Sundays, like, that's why postseason baseball or September baseball.
Mm.
You know, I used to go to the end of, like, I remember the Mets game where they closed out Shea Stadium in 2008. Like, if it happens to fall on a Sunday, it sucks because you're missing a football Sunday, which is so special.
Yep.
But,
well, it used to be special.
But playoff, exactly right. But playoff baseball, to me, playoff baseball, not regular season, playoff baseball trumps that. Yes, a playoff baseball game, a playoff basketball game should trump any regular season game. This is the ultimate one that puts it to the test. Soto's return?
Dude, they're either up, if this happens, they're either up 3-2 or they're losing 3-2. They're either going to move to the conference championship or their season's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not game one.
I get it.
Even if it was game one,
I got to honor my commitment.
You don't have to. I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to.
Exactly.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.